Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Dry die.
You look up, and suddenly someone starts urinating on you. And then someone calls you on your cell phone and says, "Oh, that sucks for you." It's actually a scene like that in Metal Gear Solid 2.
There is.
You can get urinated.
Heart shot! Triple damage in one con leap.
Oh! I'm a douchebag.
You held that guy.
You helped him pass a kidney stone.
You basically killed that guy.
You don't know.
Depending on how long it takes for him to get back to his blighter lady.
I just remember.
Or dude in the red dragon.
Oh, thank you for giving me an extra bandage.
Yeah, like the red dragon will totally save him.
No. Are you having okay time?
I just got pads on my.
Don't worry, in a minute we're gonna get into massive combat.
Really uncomfortable.
Wait, do we want to save up just one day or two?
Well, let's see how good you roll for restoration.
I'm not really willing to wait another day at this point, especially if he attacked someone.
Well, we don't know that.
Yes.
33.
So roll for one.
Because what I do, I can memorize delay poison instead of restoration.
I think restoration. I at least want to get to a zero.
I got a 19.
You go first.
A 10.
Throw it at him again.
That's a 10. Okay, no.
It's then, 24.
I don't really mind not having dex.
He's still flat-footed because he hasn't acted. Sneak attack! You went first on initiative. Alright, sneak attack! I didn't expect the first shot, but the second shot was even more unexpected!
Wow.
You did how much? 40?
It was 36.
36? Okay. I'm on con.
Yeah. You know, I should have known.
33. Ah! Ah! Tyler, did you only one attack that round?
Yeah, he has a dagger for turning.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. you hear him begin shouting something in Goblin, except in a deep guttural Goblin.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah! He begins kind of stumbling back inside.
Okay,
and after about 30 feet, he drops from the con lead.
All invisibility.
Okay. Never mind my question.
Yeah, you hear from up in the air. Okay. Dragon flies up and burns some more woods. Dryad weeds. Let's see if the dryad's caught me. Let's see how bad her luck is.
Good luck.
Okay, no, she's got good luck. She's
I told
there.
Her to go hide.
I know, but she was hiding behind a tree.
Or in a tree.
But I was saying if it was
how
hard
long does the dragon spend?
It wasn't helpful.
Oh, he spends about 20 minutes.
How far away is the camp?
You have no idea.
Okay, well.
Because the dryad moved you here.
Oh, she's hiding over here. Why don't you double my back? Maybe we can sneak in while it's doing that. While it's being a douche.
Okay.
We should go now.
Why?
It's out flying around. We could ambush its foes.
You guys see smoke begin to rise off the distance.
What? Did you do something?
I killed one of them. Well, I knocked him out and he's bleeding to death. Via subdual.
Right. I was only subdued to zero con.
I'm not gonna argue with that. A critical, so he's gonna die.
Don't worry, it was bludgeoning force directly to your heart.
Okay, well, let's
go now.
Let's go.
What time of day is it?
Oh, it's probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
I have five.
Do it.
You guys are at where you're at.
Yep.
Boop, 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 boop.
What's five?
Minus three.
Okay.
It's what you were before, remember?
So, okay. Well, I'm just trying to find out what my AC is.
Keep in mind, you have minus five to your AC.
Yeah.
Oh, it's minus five.
Your ability modifier.
Plus two.
Your AC is atrocious right now.
Your ability modifier is minus three. You had a plus two before, so it's net a minus five to your AC.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why is that a bit? I was remaining stealthy.
Anyways.
I mean, I got two sneak attacks off on him at a range. Then he fell over dead.
Yeah, not foreshadowing.
Well,
warning.
Since we're here.
You guys walk up to the giant glyph door, and the dryads whisper something and say, good luck!
Thank you.
Don't die!
Stay away from the fires.
Yeah. Maybe you should go tell some of your dryad compatriots and see if you can't get as many
we're
people
all that's left.
I'm sorry.
Be safe.
Be glad you guys didn't decide to just outright attack us. Then there wouldn't be any dryads left.
Yeah.
What type of door is
that?
Just normal door?
If that comet was void, I hugged a tree.
Ah, I link it.
Okay. This area was...
You found the giant key.
You stab it through the eye. Different game, though.
Yeah,
no, you have an exercising arrow that happens to resemble a key.
Okay.
Bleh.
You find the eye of... Or no, what is it? Something of Sithis. Is it the eye of Sithis?
The rose of Sithis.
Oh, there we go. That's somewhat appropriate.
What the fuck is that?
It's probably a bugbear. Or a plant.
No, the bugbear's here.
I need to pull out their minis as well. There's only three of them in here.
Do they count as human?
No.
Elf?
Goblin, actually.
Undead?
Draconic, actually.
Well, yeah, that's their habit.
Are those orc minis?
Those are orc minis.
Well, I suppose Andre's orc minis quite often play double duty, along with his town guard minis.
As you guys kind of... creak the as you roll the door out of the way, you can see grand entry hall where at the end you can see a rearing centaur. She of course is regal looking and she is holding this kind of staff in one hand that's blossoming, and in the other hand you can see a bird's nest, or at least it once used to be a bird's nest until it was lit on fire.
Is it a statue?
It is indeed a wooden statue. It has been charred, but it still remains. The rest of the contents of the room have been broken and tossed about. And then, of course, three bugbears are...
throw up on the floor.
No, she's fine.
No, she's just hacking up snot.
Oh, okay.
Three bugbears who are kind of laying in said piles of crap suddenly kind of step up and go... Initiative.
I think at least one of us does speak goblinoid.
I do.
Yes.
Huh? Who dare? Who dare? They might be speaking Draconic.
I would know.
I would too.
Tyler.
12.
19.
Ben.
5.
Right.
Most likely 12 down.
What is your bonus?
Plus three.
Jessica.
16.
Steven.
19. Up.
Plus four. Or more.
The bug bears. You see, when you do chaotic things, you just have to seize the initiative.
So, now that you guys get a good look at these guys, these are big, hulking, almost bat-like creatures with big, bulbous eyes. But now that you're also getting a good look, they've got a much lower pronounced jaw, and it's kind of got a few spikes hanging off of it. Their skin has a reddish hue, and you can see fire burning behind their eyes. But that doesn't help them when they go on a nine.
They go before me.
All right, Steven.
Yeah.
Link has opened the door.
Hold a four.
Oh, there's one in the back. Does a 22 hit him?
22 will hit him.
Is it on, like, a platform?
That's how much space it takes up.
Oh, okay.
It's a big-ass centaur.
Well, it's a centaur, not just a plant.
Mm-hmm. 11.
Alec.
Midna laughs at Link and then moves up to one of
and
the...
And then disappears?
moves up to one of the bugbears.
Mm-hmm.
I will vital strike it.
Do you want to go there?
I'll there. Move one on the right. Yes, right there. Okay. I will power attack as well.
Alec, this is what I say to that.
Yeah, my level power attack is minus 3. Steven, do you remember what my power attack minus is?
What is your base attack bonus?
11.
So it's 3.
Okay.
3, then plus 9.
Okay. Wouldn't it be 1 for every attack you have?
No. It's different in the system. Mm.
1 for every 2 levels.
You are not falling asleep. Sit up.
8 levels?
Possible crit.
Poor bastard.
25.
Really?
Cut straps! And double damage and double armor check penalty until fixed.
Are they wearing armor?
Yeah, they're wearing chain shirts.
Okay, crit does not double the...
Does not double precision-based damage.
It's 1 and then every 4 after. So it's 1, 5, 9, 13.
Yours is only 2.
Bizarre.
No,
I'm doing my dragon.
I just looked it up.
1, 5, 9.
Oh. It's about the 1 gets
me. I was thinking combat expertise. That's where it's
about
the 1.
It's about the same thing. Follow the same progression.
That's just how they set it up, this system.
By the way, I am not using Merciful.
Okay.
These guys deserve to die. They're burning the forest.
That's fine.
Where are my D6s?
So I get my dice up early.
That's 6. I need 2 more.
Who's charging next?
After him, it will be Jessica.
What are you going to do, Jessica?
Just free 5 up and hose that guy?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. Alright.
Hardcore.
There's a 28 trip him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. That's even easier. He's flat-footed and on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, 45 points of damage to the
ow!
Guy.
16.
No.
That won't hit on the ground and...
No. Natural armor?
He has 106.
And a ring of deflection?
And armor, I suppose. It's minus 4 AC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Even the normal mooks we're fighting have rings of deflection now.
Congratulations, we're in the team.
How about 18?
That's 4.
18 will.
Pretty soon they'll have rings of deflection plus 2.
And then it's 3 for a dragon, right?
I hope they do. I can lose.
I don't know.
4 and then 1.
You need all the armor benefit you might get right now.
No, 16 would just hit.
Tone is nice.
My AC's only a 17.
You have 11 less than me right now.
Mine's a 20.
So
it's because you have shit.
So we're looking for 16 to hit him, right?
If they're on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're not...
If not, it's
6. Right, 12.
It's my turn.
Oh, including natural armor.
After 16, it is 12, Tyler.
Okay. My boots make my skin tougher.
Shrink.
Interesting.
I shrink.
I have boots of natural armor plus 2. Really odd, but it's what I've got.
I assume they're immune to fire, right?
Yes, they are half-red dragons.
That was not the fire.
Let's just say this dragon's been busy with the local bugbear tribe.
Yeah.
Getting busy.
Wait, I suppose it's a dragon. It, much like an elf, will do
is
anything.
Is it a male or female?
It's a male.
27.
Actually, Stephen, that's better for it, because the gestation period of a dragon is incredibly long. Well, bugbears, much 39, like goblins, like,
6, okay, really so fast. 60s.
You mean they breed like goblins?
Yes. Well, no, goblins give birth in litters.
Ow!
At least in Andre's world, they do.
Ryan.
I'm right, right?
You want to see next someone?
Have they gone?
No.
No.
Oh, Jessica tripped then.
I use a mace right now because that's my lethal weapon. My lethal weapon 2.
Is it a lethal weapon just plus
2? No, it's my lethal weapon 3.
Because
it's my third one because I have the merciful dagger, the silver cold iron.
He is 20 flat footed.
Wow.
He is 24 non flat footed.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good AC because they're like a half dragon template with a
goblinoid.
Yeah.
Dex damage is annoying.
Do you have weapon finesse?
No.
Then dex damage doesn't affect your to hit.
Good. Unless you're using a ranged weapon.
Huh.
It's your strength only.
Well, that's a 26 then.
Then yes, you hit a lot.
Plus base attack, plus enhancement
modifiers. I don't remember.
It's okay. You was blonde in another life.
I actually gained AC.
I was blonde when I was born.
When I'm flat footed.
No.
No.
You still remain at penalty.
That's the joke, though.
That was one of the jokes that I had. So the ogres are harder to hit when they don't know what's coming, because they're like, oh! As opposed to when they know someone's going,
yes.
Hit me in the face.
I was like, so what would it be, then?
It's just the normal minuses.
Yeah.
Whatever your AC is.
So 20 right now.
Yeah, flat-footed doesn't do anything to you.
So, it's a 28.
If you're using fire, go ahead and toss that die out the window.
I am not.
Do you have a shield?
No.
Then, yeah.
I'm using a whip.
I use two-handed weapons.
Aha!
That's your 5-footed.
13 okay, plus 21. 10.
23. 23?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's up to 68 now.
Oh.
Don't you have bleed damage and such when...
Yes, I'm sorry. Add 4 to that. And add 5 to that.
So add
9
to the damage.
Oh, wait, there was technically...
Ow!
I technically had 3 more d6, but whatever.
Yeah, stop failing.
All right.
I'm a fail. I've accepted this. I just...
Their turn, finally.
My magic shell.
I'm just like...
Oh, does he get up?
No. He breathes fire that way.
Yay, not gonna hit me.
That's cool.
Reflex, reflex, reflex.
Wait, do I need to make a reflex?
Yes, you. It's a cone.
Oh, okay.
Reds breathe cones. Yeah. Yay. I at least absorbed a Benny.
You can't. I breathe concentrated fire. So
you
it's
breathe
a nine.
Lightning.
That's fire.
She's just pulling
24.
An avatar.
I still need to watch that. I want to finish watching Soul Eater first.
Oh, you will actually get hit?
As the rest of us with evasion just kind of go like,
no proof like, evasion yet?
I don't think so. At level 7.
No.
Okay.
It's what, 3d8?
What's your dex at right now?
5.
Oh, never mind. I probably won't get to it.
Really, mine's at 5. Why do you have a minus 7?
There we go.
Because
normally I have a plus 4.
Alright.
And you got drained a lot more than you.
5 is negative 3. Normally I have a plus 4.
Okay, he explained
that's
it better.
7.
He explained it better.
What's your AC, Ryan?
However, I got a 22 that time.
What's your AC?
My AC is 17 crit.
Okay, I got a crit.
Ooh, what's he? Is it budging, piercing?
What's your AC, Steven?
Fire.
It's a great sword.
Oh,
that is it, 24.
It's a nerve slice. Double damage target can take only one move or standard action next round.
All right.
You like put your hand right over. I was like, double damage. I can't say DM. Double damage and whatever the DM makes up.
Wait, we're actually fighting things I can crit on. I just realized this.
Yes, yes, Alec. I can also sneak attack them.
They are only dragon bugbears.
Half dragon bugbears.
What?
Half dragon bugbears.
Yes.
Wow, this is like a real
49.
Adventure. What is that? Like a real adventure.
Flashing?
Oh, okay.
I just dragon, I didn't know what was happening.
Half, half dragons everywhere.
And a dungeon and loot. You know, and fat loots.
Supposedly fat loots.
And
oh,
and
why the hell not? He'll stand up.
Yay! A 26?
Yes.
Oh, I missed.
He's not flat-footed.
Five!
Whack!
It was going to be just as bad for him if he stayed on the ground. Amanda! Oh, by the way, they're all like, blah, 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 blah!
What are they saying?
We have adventurers!
Yeah.
Get ready!
If I go here, can I still attack him?
No. That's there's a wall.
Okay, I couldn't quite...
That's a wall.
The only way you can attack, you'd have to get diagonal, or you'd have to go large, and you can attack the one Steven's on.
Either one of those are.
Wait, don't you have?
I don't want to lose more dex.
then you have to go diagonal,
don't you?
Yes.
You can go either to there. Or there, it's not a problem.
Yeah, you could Great Cleave on Ryan, then hit him, then hit Titus.
Actually, just move in, then activate her ring, which would take her turn.
Or you can just move in and use your seeking bow, since you have precise shot.
Just kill that thing. It has 77 hit points. Minus 3 decks. Just take it down.
Charge.
I don't think I took a punch. Did I?
Oh, it's like 20 something.
20 what?
26 plus something. Does 26 hit?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to figure it out if that hits.
People have plus 20 at this point.
I'm sorry.
I have a plus 16, Andre.
I have a plus 17.
To what?
I have 13.
Is he chaotic?
13.
Yes, he is chaotic evil.
It's only chaotic that.
Oh,
matters.
Give me a will save.
Me?
Yes.
You're using the hammer.
Oh, yeah. Hammer will save.
Damn.
I make it. 20. 1d10.
Hey, it might be a.
Plus
1d.
2d6.
Goblinoid cleric?
Not close enough. You died. He had 3 hit points.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, top of the round, Steven.
Come on, Steven.
I full on attack this home slice.
What did he do?
Long shot for the dragon. Really, really long shot for the dragon.
While he was enjoying burning the horn.
Yeah. It's when the horns go off that he'll go.
So their AC is 26, right?
No.
24.
I said their AC was less than 26.
Well, I hit 4 times. I don't think a 9 hits, does it?
Speaking of horns, someone was trying to sell one in war earlier. Sell a wooden horn.
Nice.
On use, lets everyone in the area know you're here.
20.
Yay, vanity item.
34.
Hey, he's a musician, dude.
10, I also saw someone in a tier 1 PQ, or not PQ, scenario.
30, 40,
with shoulder items, a cape, a hat, trinkets in every slot, pocket items.
They have heirloom items. 38, like, 48, wow.
58 plus 4.
They also have recruited a friend I
62.
None of us took advantage
That's
of.
73. Ow!
Oh, well.
Oh, I don't have haste.
Cancel your account and restart it.
I don't have any other bonuses to add.
Alec.
I guess I'll move diagonal of the other living bugbear. Since I can't hit the one Steven's on.
It's gonna be dead.
Yes, it is.
You know what? I'll rage for a round.
You have return.
Ah!
You have return anything, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You can just stand up behind me and just take him down.
Bit of rage, so.
Or I can do something kind of kinky.
What? Just jump charge over the statue?
25?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't occupy a square.
Okay.
Don't you need more?
No.
Okay. Dude, he's not dead. Flat-footed. Jesus Christ. What is your minimum damage?
He's dead.
16.
All right, Jessica, your turn.
25.
He splatters.
Was he speaking Draconic or Goblin?
Goblin.
Oh.
42.
Really? Because the other guy was speaking Draconic.
No, they weren't.
I was speaking Goblin.
Oh,
I was making a joke.
Okay, I was just asking, you know, I was like, oh, what are they saying? And you actually told me.
So because I know people have Goblin.
Oh, okay.
I don't have Goblin's TV.
He wasn't telling you, he was telling us. Because I think Justice has Goblin as well.
I can't go, you two, cover your ears!
Or I could, but it'd be kind of lame.
Yeah.
Alex, you don't speak Goblin. Cover your ears.
I don't know what you're saying!
You should make up secret word or secret phrases that only some people know because they know
that
language.
I'll just hold the door right now. Wait.
Yes. Do you caress the door?
Hey, it worked last time I went and caressed a piece of wood.
All right.
Because that guy's going to be dead here soon.
Bad Alec! Bad Alec!
Yes, Alec, that is what I was intending.
Ryan.
What'd you say?
Caress the wood.
She said I'm going to caress the door, and I was like, well, it worked last time I went and caressed wood. Can't wait
to end. No, that's... I was going to ask you, you want to come over and caress my wood?
All right, you guys got to split.
I veto this.
Jesse, could you scoot
over?
We're
gaming.
Defense.
Alec used withdrawal. It was super effective. As he fumbles and slowly.
Alec used withdrawal.
Alright, that's your turn.
Yeah, that's all I want to do.
Alright, Tyler.
I will hop between Steven's legs and beat the guy in the face. I hit. 3.
Wow, Tyler.
Does it have 1 hit point left?
No.
It's got 4.
I suppose in scenarios where you
can't.
Not exactly crits. The most.
Suck.
Possible crit. Your AC's what?
24.
Yeah, I'll risk it.
Excuse me.
Yes, that is a crit.
2 criticals!
Can I read one?
That's okay.
Might be glad. I'll take this one. It's
now read them at the same time.
Slashing. Bad parry.
Ha! That's awesome. Swing through, double damage, and 1 free attack against adjacent target at the same bonus.
That's nice. Double damage and target is disarmed. 1 item.
So did he just do 4 times damage?
Yeah, he did two hits at 4 damage.
All right, so damage. He'll disarm your primary hand.
Okay, my sword's down.
And you get an attack against Tyler.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
I got a 26.
No. Okay.
Basically, what happened, Tyler, is
what?
I'm attacking. You come to me like,
yeah, that's right.
I drop my guard and look down, and suddenly look at me.
The what?
It's gonna hurt.
The thief acrobat stuff?
46. And the next one.
I would totally not have done that if I didn't have the acrobat stuff.
50.
My damage is not
62.
Whack,
plus
whack,
32. Whack. 94.
Ow!
Wow, Stephen, that's a lot of damage. Why are you so dodgy on the ground?
Because this is what I'm good at.
Okay.
This is the one thing I'm good at.
Round 2.
He's, of course, you know, screaming, "For glory!" And, you know, like, "Get this! Everyone else, get ready! Kill them after I'm dead!"
I yell and go,
Eat my guts!
And Goblin, I yell for a pony, "Don't worry, we're here to rescue you all."
For a pony!
Hey, I'm not down to a 5 yet.
Tell me what you got left.
Top of the round, Steven.
A little under 30.
I want to, you know, sort of kill him now.
Yeah, well, I'm getting 5 attacks. If they all miss, I'm ashamed.
Well,
there's a critical. Actually, no, I only get 3 attacks.
Yes, you only get 3.
Unless you quick draw something.
Crit and a hit.
So 2 crits
and a hit. And this is your mace?
1 crit.
Yes.
You collapse his lung.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, he has 4 hit points. He's dead.
Yeah. Hey.
That looked painful from down here.
Get right. Oh, hey, you have some blood on your face.
Yeah.
You might have wiped that off.
Is this kinky?
No, this is not.
Dude, 21 and listen to your movement.
Yes, you hear.
Do you hear anything on the other side? I think I hear someone listening in the door.
Can you hear that?
I will do the same thing in Goblin.
Hey, you got a demon from your legs and blood all over your face.
What's going on?
They also
I think
hear,
they're making fun
if
of
I was
us.
A woman, that
shut up, get away from the door.
They also hear,
can I ask me, like, please?
No, I'm standing on the other side. I healed myself, and then I'm going to cast Bear's Endurance next.
Did you guys not get the memo that I'm not a healer?
You're a healer.
I'm not actually a healer. That you should buy your own healing stuff.
I've
suck it up, man! This is the rogue game, not the rogue plus a cleric game. Alec.
As I move up to the next door.
Which one?
Oh, there are two doors?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I drew it on the battle map.
This door.
I guess I'll move to the other door.
What's up? Steven.
We're gonna party over here.
You see him between Steven's legs.
I'm covered in blood,
and there's blood all over Steven.
And me.
You're a bleeder.
No, he's a bleeder.
Alright, sure. Well,
I suppose that what's happened.
My turn, I heal Ryan and I will free five to you.
You're not very good at insults, are you?
No.
Well, actually, no, I will stay here because.
I skipped that day.
Would you like to join?
I'll let you take the blunt and I'll.
Okay.
They move it away from the door.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So we all respect it.
Well, on my turn, I heal and I
blood fire. Rag.
And I tell you, they're just on the other side of the door, but they probably moved.
Blood rag, because they did seven lives.
Yeah. Can't wait. I can haste.
Oh, wait, they go before me anyway.
Creamy blood rag.
Oh, yes. Haste, Ryan. Haste!
It does extra ice damage
you,
now.
You can actually open the door from right there.
As soon as we're all in position.
Just blood rag, shield, Gorath's.
Alright.
And weapon?
Yes.
That was okay. Jessica. Then we go down to 12 with Tyler.
Yeah.
You go.
Are you ready to move yet?
So as soon as
I was
going
to kick open the door, but.
I kick up, move to this open square, open the door.
Watch out!
Alright. And I will use my invisibility thing.
Boing.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
By the way, Audrey, I would have used the standard action on my turn to activate my damage.
Steven, move, Steven.
All they do is
they're
see
die.
You.
I will wait there for a moment.
No, they see me.
Oh boy.
Oh,
you're totally
I guess
gonna
you can't
die,
move
Steven.
Anyway. Well, I might play my bard anyway.
Bow chicka bow chicka bow chicka bow. No, I'm currently.
Oh, okay.
Well,
hey. Which way does the doors open?
Remember, guys, if we get too fucked up, we can always retreat and come back later.
In.
Yeah.
By the way, Steven, I don't have any potions.
Let's go.
Once again, this looks like it may have been once a beautiful lounge room, although it looks like the bugbears have done a good job of breaking everything.
Stupid bugbears.
If they crit three times on me right now, just leave me. Just leave my body.
Okay.
You talk about if we get the dagger, we can bring you back.
I'll come back as a zombie.
Brains. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Okay, here we go. All right. So, that was Tyler on 12. 12 down, Ryan.
Haste.
Yay!
Yay.
Unfortunately, since you're invisible, he doesn't know you're there, so he doesn't haste you.
Alright. Alright, since they already opened that door...
What caster level are you, by the way?
6.
Just enough.
Yep.
Alright, well, since they opened that door, let's not open this one. I don't want to get flanked.
Yeah.
I had a brilliant idea.
Can I use your rod to lock this door?
Sure, my turn on plus 1.
Okay.
Alright, now
you have rod of
locked
door?
I have rod of immovable. Well, which way is it open?
Rod? Inward. Outward?
This side or this side?
If it opens this way, I could not have done that.
It would have smacked somebody in the face. Does it smack Steven in the face or does it smack Bugbear in the face?
Because I can move Steven out of the way.
Don't put your hinges on the outside, because that's a bad defensive maneuver.
Yes.
So.
These are druids. They're not known for
so it would open
wisdom.
It would open inward to them.
Yes.
Then bonk.
Or, if we want to be weird, they're actually just beads that you move aside, but they function as doors.
No, the door goes through them.
No, like it's Asian style doors. They yes. slide.
Actually, no, that's what the front door was. So
we are in Beijing.
Okay, so no. Sorry.
Okay.
You could stick it into the door and then activate it.
Does that mean there are paper walls? We could just bust through it all.
No. No. Ryan, they are rice paper walls, but they're iron rice paper walls.
Remember, this place was
the same way you create ironwood.
They're ironwood rice paper walls.
Alright. Well, they have all been holding for your lovely butt to open the door.
That's three people who can see me.
Hey, are you sure the door's open?
Wait.
Haste. Yogurt hits.
Haste, Plopbo. I can shoot, right?
Yes. That door wasn't open at the time.
Yes, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was open on my turn.
Go for it.
I'm not going to kill anyone.
I don't plan on killing anyone.
He's a nice guy.
No, I mean one bow shot is not going to kill anyone.
Oh, you need to get harder than one initiate. You okay, Andre?
Really?
Yeah, bow is dex. Yeah.
Three bugbears down. Oh, yeah, only 30-some odd more to go.
Cool. Okay.
Do you have the
15 minus 7?
You're probably gonna hit one of them.
18.
18 will bounce off the armor.
Okay.
It will miss like everything.
Okay. Now the ogre hits you in the face. That one will miss you. One will possibly crit.
25. Unless you want me to be flat-footed for this.
Did I get another Benny from somewhere?
I gave you mine, remember?
They've been added up, actually, so you spent...
Two. Okay. So,
Crit and a hit.
Yeah, just a hit. No. You said your AC's a what?
25.
No, 13 won't hit. Okay. Not with cover from the doorway. That's why I rolled this separately.
Got crit on?
Stand aside! Double damage and push target, one square in any direction.
Well, there's only one square to push me.
You can share squares.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever, I'll be moving next turn anyways.
They don't know you're there. Alright, so 32, 35.
That also means I wouldn't have had time to heal.
45.
You have hunch, Steven?
Are you dead?
No, I really fucked that up. Okay.
Is it random?
No. I do 2d6 plus 16, and then my ogre goes. That's what hit. I, for some reason, put a crit into my head. Okay, so 23. And then the ogre and his shenanigans.
Ow.
Wielding his great sword.
Steven, you ready for your bard?
Okay. This is plus...
I thought you healed before the door was open.
Nope. I thought we were taking a turn to heal. But no.
Sorry, Steven.
Psh.
Blame her.
Yep.
You can blame me.
Okay. This is only plus 12 because he wasn't power attacking. So that will be plus 21 to that.
Only 21?
Yeah, he wasn't power attacking.
Don't they also have multiple attacks, Andre?
He was readying a attack. Because he didn't want his initiative to go down to a 9.
Are you dead?
Is it 21?
Yeah. He's unconscious.
40, so that gives
I thought he was casting Bear's Endurance.
No.
Nope. He didn't have a turn. So it's 44.
He's actually probably... Yeah.
He's unconscious.
Yeah, he's unconscious.
41, then I'm dead.
Yeah. Oh. He said he only had 20-something hit points left.
Oh. Alright, guys, you got one round to fix that 9.
Alec has no potions.
I got a sticky thing.
I am actually... My con is a 14. I'm under by 20.
Cool.
Okay, so you only need 6 hit points?
Technically.
Yeah, okay. That's not a problem. Amanda!
Woo!
Are you healing? Are you moving through?
I'm doing Cure Series.
Okay.
No bard for you.
Sorry, I just thought that was funny. Dropkick Ryan! Why?
What is the Cure Series?
3d8
plus 5.
You're not dead yet.
Not yet.
Did I forget to mention I'm half red dragon too.
You healed 13.
Did I mention it's time for me to go on a different adventure in this world?
A 2, a 1, and a 5.
So that's 8.
Top of the round.
Wait, let me bend that heal.
Oh, much better.
Better.
18 plus 5 is 23.
You heal 23.
Hey, I'm awake again.
Oh, good. I can beat you while you're on the ground. Steven, speaking of which, it's your turn. Do you want to crawl away now?
One second.
Steven, you can withdraw easily.
Withdrawal crawl.
He's like...
I'm hastened, so I withdraw and stand up.
No escape.
Or, yeah, okay.
And then Tommy. Flop, 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 flop.
Wait. That is not a perception check.
I'm hasted.
Okay.
Yep. So I get to do...
You moved.
You draw. You...
Act. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Steven runs the fuck away. Alec.
My friend! I guess... No, I rage.
I can give you the helmet now. Do you want the helmet?
No.
Why not? We can leave you here.
Just take out everything. Please skip the druids.
I have no control. Okay, power attack, vital strike, the guy in front of me.
I think you just have to make a wheel save.
No.
You get multiple attacks. You know.
No, I don't. I suppose I get two vital strikes.
Yes.
You are hasted.
Yes.
Hoo-chaw! Hoo-chaw!
Okay. 16.
29. And this one will be against the same guy, I guess. 26.
You need 24.
7. 14 d6 plus how much?
A lot.
Wow.
The ogre is not flanking with you.
19, I suppose, for each one.
It's a cave bear.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool.
Hey, a tree buddy!
Actually, no, that's actually a chaos giant.
No, actually, it's an ogre giant. Or orc
jumping
giant.
Up and down.
17 plus 19. 36 on my first swing.
That's it.
Dude, I do 66 plus 19.
Wimp.
How about you do 76?
I'm not using merciful.
Oh,
that's wrong. Did you add any rage?
Yes. Bumps my bonus damage up to a 10.
Did you power attack?
Yes.
Cool. 24
plus 19 is 33. So, yeah,
33. It's up to 69.
Ow!
That hurt, jerk! Okay.
I don't care.
16, Jessica. Nope, sorry, ogre. Now he will beat the hell out of that person. What's your AC while you're raging?
26.
Hey, our tank's up here finally.
Except your tank just lowered its AC.
You switched to Berserker Presence. How dare you?
What? I'm furious! Okay.
One hit on you.
Take.
He is power attacking this time.
Okay.
Did he miss with the power attack?
No, he just hit with the power attack. That's what cost me a Benny.
Did you add plus one to your AC because of haste?
That's 27.
Okay. He has a plus 20, okay?
Hey, you said he just hit with the power attack.
Yes, let's see. 8 minus 3 plus 20 would have got me 25.
His AC is 27.
Yes, and then I Bennied.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
And then he rolled above a 7.
Gotcha. I thought you said just hit. I was like, really? Cool. All
right, so 9 plus 3, so plus 21 is 30.
So I take 27. Bah!
Okay, now Jessica goes.
Remember, Alec, you can spend a turn just to go, I want to heal, because I'm so angry.
I can do that once per day, so I'm saying if I do that, I'm kind of saving
in this edition, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or when you're actually taking.
What are you doing, Jessica?
Move, cast his spell, and grappling.
26. I have 184 hit points right now.
Were you grappling?
I'm tumbling right now.
I'm
tank.
I'm grappling the guy in the bag.
Hold on. 5, 10, 15, 25, 30,
That would take a double move to get there.
Aren't you super speedy? That's not double.
Yes, but Tumble has your speed.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets to if. Yeah.
Oh. She moves as fast as a normal person while tumbling.
Yeah.
Normal person walking.
That's the.
You should be able to trip.
But that is
that.
That is a double move.
Plus haste.
So then you can grapple him.
She casts a spell.
Not yet.
Oh shit. Okay. You can now cast a spell or grapple. Can't do both.
What spell are you planning on casting?
Darkness.
Go!
That way, so if someone turns around. But I'll just grapple this first.
Your CMB versus his CMD. Not with a four. Any bennies left?
No.
Go.
I have a Benny.
Steven flails at you going, Dabaja! Apparently you are not amused by his Dabaja.
Stop it! Does anybody have any bennies?
I have three.
I have one left.
I have two.
No three. Offense, I don't want it to succeed.
Who is that in the back?
It's a clerk.
Gotcha. I want to sneak attack him.
Okay. If you join the grapple, you can.
I only have 20 rounds of rage left.
I have to win the grapple to do anything.
Actually, if she's in it, you can join.
I have to win a grapple to do anything.
Yes.
You'll have all to right.
Ah,
Jessica.
Grapple.
Yes.
He will now activate. Take your attack of opportunity.
See if I'm really above a 10.
Yes, you did. It's a 13.
Drool.
Hey, if it wasn't for the lower intelligence, though, I would never have gone to hug the tree. So it actually turned to be good for us.
Well, by the way, Steven, I'm drooling too, but for a completely different reason.
You're foaming. I'm
take
drooling.
Way too.
This guy's in full plate. He's relying a lot more on the full plate.
You also add one because of haste.
Oh, by the way, I took some of Pixie's dark blowguns.
Okay. It's 9 and he doesn't move.
You're
I have to stand still.
I
It just made me use my CMD.
After a while, you run out of doors, you start blowing foam at him.
Save!
What do you do?
You channel negative energy. These three and you.
Will save?
No. Yeah, will save for half.
Does he have selective channeling?
No.
Then he hits all of his guys too.
Yep.
Oh. So it does. No, I would have given him that feat. Are you giving us a dragon charisma
is
bonus?
Is 15 the DC?
No. It's half his cleric level of 8, so 4.
Then what is,
4 is the DC?
No, it's
4 plus his wisdom modifier.
Plus 10.
Which is 4. So
18. I rolled a 25.
Two things. What's his charisma bonus?
He'll pick that guy to get fucked up.
Okay, so he's got a +3.
Yeah.
Is there anyone on the other side of that wall?
No.
Okay.
Your face
isn't. No.
Okay. Ow! There we go. That's a bit better. Before you get beaten into the dirt and shanked and everything. Alright, so there's 14 points of negative energy to all of you!
I take 7.
14?
Oh, to me too?
No, you're just outside of reach.
Do anyone in reach?
Oh, why'd you do that?
How much does it do?
14.
Okay.
Negative energy.
41.
I know.
You get no DR.
No DR!
Okay. 12, Tyler.
So I could tumble here and be prone, right?
You're invisible, you could just go there.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a lot more need to keep track of
tumble.
While
I have to there. Tumble to go through their square, Steven.
Oh, yes, okay. He does. It's a 25.
I did not roll a 3 or lower.
I've spent one round raging.
I'll be prone, I'll attack that guy twice.
I'm fatigued for a number of rounds.
I'll risk it.
Two rounds for every round I spend raging. So.
30.
I can't rage while fatigued. It just means 27. I'm exhausted for 10 minutes per round I rage.
You mean fire, I assume?
Yes. It comes with being half red dragon.
It's
ogre, half red dragon.
All of these are half red dragon.
Okay.
16. 27. Three. That's convenient. 50?
50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ow! Bam! You're now visible.
Yeah, I'm also at the ogre's feet.
Hey!
There's a pretty lady on my toe.
Can I say, I'm not important?
I'm not important. He stabbed me. Hey, that's my healer. Nobody stabbed my healer.
Ryan.
No. I didn't stab the healer. I bludgeoned him in the face.
No. You're a rogue. Tricks the trade. On me, I guess.
It was his fault.
Really? Yeah.
Misdirect.
What's your justification for how tricks the trade actually works? Do you know?
I make you do more damage for the amount of time that I lose threat.
Okay.
See, I make you do more damage, therefore you're more threatening, and therefore it takes away from mine.
I suppose what it's supposed to represent is like you attack him and make more openings for me.
It would be more like she attacks him without it noticing when
you
attack her.
Are you tumbling?
So he assumes it's
I am teleporting.
Because you're doing more damage.
Since I'm big. Or so it's your big.
Oh, 24 to hit.
24 will just hit.
You can grapple now. I'm going to have to go after the ogre now.
Did you attack Tyler?
Painful. Yes.
You are not flanking with Tyler.
Yep. I'm flanking with Jessica.
How the hell are you flanking with Jessica?
Right
there.
He's
lying in the square underneath the ogre.
He's in the ogre square.
Okay.
That means we're flank. That's nice.
Nope.
They don't cancel
it. The ogre's not flanking me with anyone, because I'm in his square.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And if it was a flank, it all cancels.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If you flank someone who's flanking someone, you cancel the flank.
And
can you still get your sneak 14. Attack, though, from that?
Okay, 14?
No.
He's at 73.
But you're not flanking him, Steven.
Alright. These guys on you, Alec.
This is gonna hurt. Ogre's gonna hurt.
Primary, secondary. Possible crit, and a 1. Okay, so just this.
What did he do to himself?
Lame! Okay, what's your AC?
27.
That's
with my
won't rage. Hit. Not on these guys. It's only 20. Then the cover dudes. Nope. And then the second cover dude. Crit and a hit.
What the fuck, Andre? Really?
He's been critting on a lot of people tonight.
He disembowels you! Double damage, 1d4 con damage, and 1d6 bleed.
Ow.
Damage and
disemboweled! Alright, so let's see. There's 15, 16 plus 16 is 32. You bleed 1.
So 80.
And you lose 1 con. Disemboweled! That's awesome!
Oh, gosh, yeah!
Amanda.
Oh, we might have to go retreat after this. How?
Swing, go ahead.
Since I moved, I can only take 2 attacks instead of 3.
You can free 5 there.
Yeah.
You can free 5, so I can
and then you get your whole attack and hasted action.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. He's got 11 hit points.
There's 3 guys.
You can use Great Cleave.
You can hit that guy.
The other two are...
There's a wall there.
True.
Okay, then I would...
But I can't stand in the same space.
No.
I would suggest moving instead of free fiving and then taking an attack.
Just one?
And then moving again. You can take 2, but...
What? He suggests...
This guy's gonna die.
Move,
and then you
attack,
see
then move in.
Then move in.
Because if you free five, you can't move.
Okay. Move.
Swing. Neither of them can attack you there, so they won't get attack for opportunity. Unless you move on.
You kill him.
Yeah, I do.
What is your minimum damage?
I don't want to think about it.
So, there you are.
That's yeah.
Oh, good.
You're not damaged, right?
Okay. Oh, no, I have 14.
Okay.
And then...
I'm putting you into a lot of...
Only you hear from outside.
I hit this guy, and then...
You've already taken all three.
You moved, yeah, attacked, and moved.
Oh, okay.
You
did
three actions. Yeah. At the bottom of the round, you guys hear a...
Does that sound like a dragon? Or...
Yeah.
Yes.
And something moving back this way.
As I said, we're going to have to retreat after this one.
19, Steven.
I move up behind Tana and cast Cure Moderate on Tana.
Did you heal yourself at all?
No, I'm stable, though. Tana bleeding.
Yes. My god, that was 1d4 cup.
I'm just kind of like... You heal 17.
And you know how you're bleeding.
All right, 19 out. Like
60.
There's a half egg in front of you. He looks just like the rest. I swear.
Blood forming in her eyes.
Everything's red right now.
The adrenaline makes my wounds close a little bit more.
All right. So you spend a standard action healing.
Yep. 2d8, please.
That's all I have.
No.
I wish I got to use all these bennies.
Eight.
I still healed more. It's 9. My newly modified con of 5. So I heal 14 more.
What's next?
15. I will vital strike one of the guys with cover from me.
Okay.
Just once?
He used a standard action.
I used a standard action to heal myself a bit more.
You can't take your full round, though.
Yes, I
but
can.
But then he can't vital strike.
I vital strike.
Which does more damage.
Then, no.
It's guaranteed to do more damage.
Yes.
It's putting more bang into one swing as opposed to possibly doing more on, like, two
well,
or
no,
three.
Even actually, does... it's 66 plus 30 if I take three attacks.
But then you're relying on all of them to hit.
Yes.
That's why I said it's a higher chance to hit.
So, plus...
Meanwhile, doing Vital Strike is 66 plus 10. 26.
19. Because he power attacks.
Yeah, haste.
That's a lot of fours.
You would have hit a lot. 16, unless you needed fives.
15, 21, 40 to the other guy.
Okay, so he's at 54.
Roar.
Alright, Alex. 17's the ogre's next.
Shouldn't Jessica be going? Oh, she's not 16.
She's not 16.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
26. That's probably not good
I
for you.
Miss. Or you miss by one.
Because of haste.
No.
Yay.
Crap.
Second attack hits me. Suck.
Flat blade thwack!
Times 3 damage and
but non-lethal!
He obviously wants me for something else.
Sex!
Pretty. You are pretty.
Pretty you are. Alright, so let's see. Three.
A lot of pain.
That's 3. All this plus 63.
I think you only put 2d6 down there.
No, there's
no. Okay.
Tyler,
you're gonna die.
No. He can't. This is all on subdual.
And Honor's not gonna do 3 times my hit points in that.
Alright, so let's see. 65, 75, 85, 90!
You have 5 hit points!
I'm unconscious by 2.
There was a taffy between my legs. But you guys are in here. Shut up, we're dying! Oh, yeah.
Recently intelligent ogre.
Jessica.
Oh, boy.
There's a time limit between my legs. I bet you guys are jealous.
Alright. My first one's going to attempt to disarm his holy symbol.
Because he needs that to heal.
That's good.
He's a zealot.
20.
You will just miss his CMD.
Okay.
No? Yes. Yes, you will. Because it's strength and dex.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absurd reflex.
I only have one left.
But that comes at the expense of only having a plus 8 or 9. Only.
It's because I have a plus 3 cloak of saves.
I love those things.
I have a plus 12 fortitude, plus 11 reflex, plus 6 will.
No.
With a plus 2 cloak of resistance.
I have a plus 9 will because I have force personality.
Oh, okay.
Then I know
ha! My charisma's worse than my wisdom, so...
You have his unholy symbol.
Sweet.
Crush it! With your teeth.
I don't think she can fit the skull in her mouth.
Claire!
Unless it's a
mini
skull.
Do you have any? Do you have your hasted action?
No. I missed.
Okay.
So, yoink! He withdraws!
Did he withdraw past me? No, he did not.
Withdraws into the corner.
I could have got to take an attack opportunity.
Not when it's withdrawing.
Yes. Well, if he spent the full turn.
Dragon gets closer this turn.
Oh,
boy. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Tyler. Yeah. Ryan. He's in the same state, but he doesn't have the hit points to reflect it.
Where are you? Oh. It's been a long time.
Make a concentration check. It's 10 plus the spell level, right?
That's spellcraft.
I'm not taking it on an ogre solo.
Well, yeah.
It's actually 10... No, it's 15 plus double
take
spell.
Take out the healer! OMG, oh god!
He can't heal right now.
That's good.
No, you can still cast spells.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could cast it. Well, if it requires a holy symbol as a focus, he cannot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why he cannot do his mass.
Yes.
He can't do his channel.
Yes. That's why I took it.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.